You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Goodness me, it hasn't ended well, I must say. Yesterday, of course, we had a day off in South Africa, and the night before, the US markets were under pressure. They bounced back a little bit this morning in terms of the futures market, and the JSE was always under pressure. But then this afternoon, with the S&P futures having been up around about 1% at one stage, in fact, more than 1% at one stage, they've suddenly turned to the downside, and just at the wrong time, with about an hour to go for the JSE Securities Exchange. So, of course, we've gone down. We've fallen in a heap. Let me give you the spot prices. There's nothing much to talk about in terms of corporate news, but spot prices will intrigue you. And sensitive listeners should go and sit down now and listen to this, because it's not pleasant at all. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. The dollar rand, that's okay. It's 15.97. All right, it's about 1.5% weaker, but it could have been much worse. A few years ago, it would have been much worse with what's going on overseas. British pound against the rand is 19.49. The euro rand is 16.72. The euro dollar, 104.67, exactly. And that was a dollar that was weaker this morning, and it's more or less flat now. So the dollar bouncing back. British pound is evidence of that. 122 at the moment against the mighty greenback. The gold price is 1840. It's still up 25, but way off its highs. The platinum price is up 10 to 935. And palladium has turned tail and is down 13 to $1,813 per ounce. Let's have a look now at the oil price, with crude oil in the United States, $110.85 per barrel, down 5.75%. Brent crude oil down 5% to $113.86. There's a real rout going on in the energy markets at the moment. Natural gas also getting whacked. Not so bad, but still down 2.75% to 7.27. Let's have a look now at the US 10-year Treasury bond, which is 3.25%, the South African 10-year 10.24%, but nothing much going on there. It's actually 2 basis points lower than it was on Wednesday. And if we have a look now at the S&P 500 futures, they've suddenly gone up again. When I started this broadcast, they were down about 0.75%, and suddenly they are now unchanged. Anyway, 3,675. So, yeah, it's not particularly good, is it? It's all over the place. And if we talk about all over the place, we have to look at the JSE, because, well, I'll give you the indices later. Let's have a look now at the individual movers on the JSE. There are some gainers. Sappi, for example, up 6%. Mediclinic up 3%. Vivo up 2.9%. Goldfields up 2.9% as well. And Bytes up 2.75%. Sasol has fallen by nearly 9%. And the only other ones, apart from the rats and mice that weren't attention, South 32 down 7.25%, and Karoo down 7.2%. But I must say that 7.2% is the cutoff on my screen, and there will be loads more that are 6, 5, 4, 3% weaker that I can't access. But anyway, that's it. I think the major thing to look at now is what's happened to the indices. And the JSE closed the day. And bear in mind, there's quite a lot of trade going through, so there may be some late trades coming. But according to my 15 minutes delayed screen, the resources, horrible, down 4.6%. Industrials, unpleasant, down 2.4%. Financials, equally unpleasant, just a little bit more, actually, down 2.8%. The top 40 index, 3.3% weaker to 59,127. The all-share index of the JSE, down exactly 3% to 65,474. So you see, there's a good deal of unpleasantness going on, and I think anyone that's got a position going into this weekend won't be sleeping very well, especially with the heat here in Northern Europe. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. I'll be back on Monday with the opening. Have a great weekend. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors, and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.